God bless you. Welcome to podcast number 99. Come on, Kirk Franklin. Help us get started here today. Come on now.
Come on. Brothers and sisters. I'm feeling real good because it ain't over. Right before I die, I got it.
Bless you. Pray all is well. This is Reverend C.L. Jones from Diamond Grove Baptist Church, 127 Diamond Grove Road, Skippers, Virginia. If you have your souls, can you join with me and turn it to Matthew chapter 15? Let's look at verses 7 through 9. And they read as follows. Ye hypocrites, well did Esaias prophesy of you, saying, this people draweth nigh unto me with their mouth, and honoreth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. But in vain they do worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men. God's blessed word for God's blessed people. If I was tagging this, I would tag it the great pretender. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we love you, we praise you. And Father, we ask for forgiveness of our sins. And now, Lord, I ask that you allow this vessel to decrease and your spirit to increase so that we all, including myself, especially, we hear what thus said the Lord. Oh, Father, we call it victory in your word already in Jesus' name. Amen. The great pretender. In 1955, a group called The Platters came out with a rhythm and blues doo-wop song entitled The Great Pretender. It began by saying, pretending I'm doing well, my need is such, I pretend too much, I'm lonely but no one can tell. Pretending to be someone that you are not can be hard work. The Bible speaks of such, especially when Jesus addresses the scribes and the Pharisees as hypocrites. In our text, Jesus is calling out the hypocrites. The word hypocrite came into English from the Greek word hypocrites, which means an actor or a stage player. We reference this to wearing a mask, portraying a role of a character. A hypocrite can be damaging to one's Christian growth, like a stumbling block. For someone, their own performance in religious worship, or second, their prescription to others. In the opening lines that the Platters used in that song, The Great Pretender, I can understand how someone can pretend to be doing well if there is no Jesus, or how you would need to pretend of your needs and also how you could feel lonely. But if you were a believer, even the great pretenders would know that they are not alone. Just like God told Joshua, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Matthew Henry says something like this: the eye of man can perceive open profaneness, but it is only the eye of Christ that can discern hypocrisy. And as it is a sin which his eye discovers, so it is a sin which of all others his soul hates. Don't be that great pretender. Now, let's take a moment and check ourselves. Here are three out of many, many, many things that I could have, but these are things that I would like to bring to mind about pretending. And one is, don't pretend to be a good friend, but go around spreading gossip. Proverbs 16:28, get your pens ready. Proverbs 16:28, a froward man soweth strife, and a whisperer separateth chief friends. The ESV says it like this: a dishonest man spreadeth strife, but a whisperer separates close friends. Jesus once said over there in Matthew 12:36-37, but I say unto you that every idle word that men should speak, they should give account, therefore, in the day of judgment. For by thy words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned. Now, secondly, I would like to note, don't pretend as all is well when you don't control your tongue. Note how Jesus said over there in Matthew 15:8, this people draw nigh unto me with their mouth and honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. Let us remember that nothing avails in Christ Jesus but faith that worketh by love, purify the heart, subdues carnal lust, and obey God's commands. James 1:26 reminds us, if any man among you seem to be religious and bridleth not his tongue, but deceive his own heart, this man's religion is vain. In 1960, Joe Jones did a song entitled, You Talk Too Much. Proverbs 20:19 NIV says, a gossip betrays a confidence, so avoid anyone who's talked too much. Avoid anyone who talks too much. Last and most of all, don't pretend to love Jesus while you don't love others. Jesus said in Matthew 15:9, but in vain they do worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men. Sometimes I think that we forget the basics that comes out of God's mouth. The phrase, the commandments of men, is a phrase that I find to be very scary but true. This would imply that somewhere down the line, men thought that they had a commandment greater than God's, or that men had stopped believing and following the commandments of God. We might want to call them hypocrites 2.0. Or we might could use the recorded term, megalomania, disillusion, belief that one is important, powerful, or famous as a form or symptom of mental disorder. Now, Jesus is saying that their worship is empty, useless, vain, because they are not teaching the gospel. They are not teaching God's word. They are not teaching God's commands. How can you say you love God, but don't love his word enough to make it first? How can you say that you love others, but you won't teach them God's word first? How can you say you love God and hate your brother? Truth is, you can't. You just simply can't. Now, if I was to review short, I would say, stop pretending to be a friend. Now, Proverbs 18:24, a man that have friends must show himself friendly, and there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. And control that tongue. Matthew 15:11. Not that which goeth into the mouth defileth a man, but that which cometh out of the mouth, this defileth a man. But more importantly, stop pretending to love. No love is one reason why Jesus could say over there in Matthew 7:21, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Amen. Romans 5:8, the NIV said, but God demonstrates his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. While some did not believe in him, Jesus went to the cross. While some accused him of sin, Jesus died for our sins. While some lied on the death and the burial, Jesus rose on the third day. While some act like the great pretender, Jesus still saves. Oh yeah, Marvin Winans would say it like this. I heard joyful sound. Jesus saved. Jesus saved. Spread the tidings. Spread them all around. Jesus saved. Jesus saved. Jesus will save the great pretender that may be out there. God bless you. I don't know who has and who has not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. But if you haven't or if you're not sure, say this with me. Say, Lord, I believe that Jesus is the virgin-born Son of Mary. Lord, I believe they went to Calvary's Hill and died for my sins. Lord, I ask for forgiveness of my sins. Lord, thank you for saving me in Jesus' name. The word says, if you confess your mouth and believe in your heart, thou shall be saved. God bless. Let's pray for this country. Father God, in the name of Jesus, during this time, we have noticed how nature has not been kind to some of this world. Oh, Father, we just ask that you would take care, cover those, comfort those that may have been struck with the floods and the heat and even the tornadoes. And some even the melting of the ice, because we know that you're in control. So we are trusting in you. Thank you for all that you are doing, all that you have done, and all that you're going to do. In Jesus' name, we do pray and we say amen. Well, God bless you. Like I always say, until we meet again, keep each other in prayer. Until we meet again. I see you living. I see you making.